You know, I think, yeah, eventually, because, you know, it's a game of football and running backs get banged up. So, you know, I was just there, you know, playing my role as, you know, on practice squad, and I was getting in on special teams, getting pretty good at it. So, you know, I was just waiting my turn over there. But, you know, this opportunity knocked on the door, so, you know, just took it.
Is this a pretty daunting challenge to kind of have to learn everything from scratch here?
Yeah. I feel like I'm going right back to day one, like I was in Atlanta, you know, learning the whole new system. You know, I try to find the similarities in it, but it's pretty difficult. It's just totally different. But, you know, the coaches are helping me out, just, you know, giving me piece by piece, not just throwing it all on me. So just giving me piece by piece, and, you know, I'm just learning like that.
Do you have any idea if they're targeting you to maybe play this week if you can learn enough, or is it a couple of weeks winter they got for you, or do you have any idea?
I don't know. I think we'll just have to play day by day, but, you know, they're just giving me, you know, basic and main protections as of right now. And I talked to the special teams coach, and, you know, I told him what I did in Atlanta, and he threw me in there. So I'll have to also learn special teams if I can get on the field that way early, you know, to get in it. So.
Okay, what did you do there on special teams?
On special teams, on punt, I was the personal protector, and kickoff, I was the L4, and I was kick return also, and on punt return, I was in the front line.
Okay. What'd you say your strength is, and how would you describe yourself as a runner?
As a runner, I think I'm a very good inside running back. You know, I like to find the nicks and knacks and you know, squeeze in there. I got a pretty good quickness and low leverage and pretty powerful to break tackles within that. And also, I can catch the ball pretty well out of the backfield, you know. And protection-wise, I usually know exactly who to pick up, you know. It's just getting over there and getting it done, basically. So.
How difficult do you think it'll be to pick up the offense and just ship it off?
You know, it's a new offense. You know, I'm just gonna have to just come in there like and just do the system that they're having me do right now. Just learn it, you know, piece by piece, and not just throw it all at me because they know it's difficult. I'm still a rookie, you know, and I just came from another team, so just, you know, pick it up piece by piece and just keep going from there.
Is it really all that different, or is it terminology?
Yeah, terminology is pretty different, but you know. Just stay in the playbooks and just keep going. Right now, just waiting. I was 221. Just
about what you do.
Yeah, that's about where I went. It's been crazy. You know, I was over there almost about to settle in Atlanta and find the spot. Got the call. Now, you know, I'm over here in the hotel, you know. So it's been pretty crazy, but, you know, I have to do it. You know, I had an okay senior season, so, you know, I wanted to be drafted, but, you know, I knew that there was some reason that I might not have been drafted, so, you know, I just knew I was going to be if I was going to be a free agent, I would just have to go in wherever I was and work hard and you know, prove myself.
What about if you come out the previous year?
The previous year, yeah. No, because I didn't really have a good junior year season. I think that might have been one of my worst seasons because I injured my thumb and I fumbled a lot and I really didn't play that much. So
obviously, this is a great opportunity for you. Why'd you pick Green Bay, leaving Atlanta? That's a nice place to live, man.
Yeah, that is a nice place, but, you know, it was an opportunity that I really couldn't turn down. So I just had to take the opportunity, and, you know, I'm here now and ready to do whatever they ask me to.
What are the coaches telling you right now as far as your role? I mean, is it just getting up to speed?
Yeah, you know, just getting up to speed, see how well my learning curve is, whatever, you know, however long it'll take. But right now, you know, if I can get in special teams, then that'll be good. If not, you know, just keep on learning and get in there whenever I can.
Did A-Rod come up there and have a little conversation with him yet, and the guy's been accepting of you?
Yeah, they've been, I was in practice, you know, I had the dress, so he moved my hair out the way to see who I was and said, "Oh, what's up, Ness?" So that was pretty funny. But, yeah, you know, they're welcoming me a little bit, a couple jokes here and there, but saying, you know, the fullback Quinn, they said I'm Quinn Jr. So, you know, it's nice. Same thing, rookie, either way.
You don't expect to play in this game Sunday. You think you'd be up to speed by then? Or are you going to be maybe special teams, maybe?
Maybe if they, you know, just give me a basic package, you know, whatever I go in, they'll say, this is what you'll probably run into that. But if not, you know, probably special teams if I could. And other than that, you know, I'm just going to try to learn it.
How much playing time do you plan on spending studying in the playbook?
Oh, man, my head's ringing. It's a lot. But, you know, I'm just going to try to just, you know, they're breaking it up piece by piece for me, and I'm just going to try to get in piece by piece and learn what I can.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
How is the process going? What's your comfort level after work?
Yes, it's pretty difficult because it's a, you know, it's completely different from Atlanta. So, you know, but they're breaking it up piece by piece. So I'm just, you know, taking little pieces at a time and not trying to throw everything in there, you know, and overwhelm myself. So I'm just trying to take it piece by piece and learn from there, go from there.
There was word that Atlanta tried to kill you. Why did you want to come here?
Yeah, Atlanta, you know, they said they would put me on their roster. But, you know, obviously they still had a lot of backs and, you know, who never know, you know, when my turn would be called. So right here was a easier situation. You know, I was coming in here on the 53, and you know, they expected me to play early. That's what they told me. So that's why I chose to come here. Yeah. Yeah. Are you talking about who the? Yeah, the Packers. Though. Yeah, that's it. Of course. You know, I want to come in into a. I mean, the Falcons were good also, but you know, coming to a team that's on the rise and expected to win. So I just want to contribute any way I can.
The teams are fighting over. What kind of player are you?
You know, I think I'm a pretty good inside runner, and I got pretty good hands out of the backfield, so I can be effective in the pass game also. You know, because I was doing pretty good before that, and you know, I think it knocked me back just a little bit, but you know, I was just getting ready to get picked up anywhere and just prove myself.
How soon do you think you can contribute? I mean, did it feel completely foreign out there today, or?
You know, little concepts are the same, but I just got to really just learn the terminology and learn what the Packers really like to do, you know, just take it piece by piece, like I said, just take it day by day and see where I'm at.